Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Where are Mr. Pigums and his son? One Monday morning, just after Sheriff Labrador had arrived at the Forestville Police Station, he noticed Mrs. Pigums hurriedly enter in.
Sheriff Labrador, I need your help. My husband and my son are missing. They disappeared on their way to kindergarten.
What? They're missing?
Mrs. Pigums described the situation, her eyes red from crying.
The teacher called me and asked why Little Pigums was absent today. But my husband drove Little Pigums to school an hour ago, so I've been calling him nonstop, but can't seem to get through. I'm worried sick.
Don't worry, Mrs. Pigums. There's no case that I can't solve. I will help you find Mr. Pigums and Little Pigums.
Sheriff Labrador's dark, round eyes glistened with a flash of light.
Let's check the traffic camera footage from your house to the kindergarten. Maybe we can find something useful. Mrs. Pigums, what does your car look like, and what's the license plate number?
Okay. It's a white car, and the license plate number is Pig-1039.
Sheriff Labrador immediately pulled the camera footage. And soon, they saw from the video that Mr. Pigums was driving his white car from the residential area to the kindergarten at a very high rate of speed.
Hold on. Here.
All of a sudden, Sheriff Labrador immediately pressed the pause button.
Look. When his car reached this point, it suddenly turned onto Deja Mu Street instead of turning left to go to the kindergarten. And then, it just disappeared.
Oh! What in the world could happen?
Don't worry, Mrs. Pigums. Let's go check out Deja Mu Street right now.
Sheriff Labrador and Mrs. Pigums rushed over to Deja Mu Street. Then they saw a warning sign at the intersection that read, "No entry, road work ahead." Next to the warning sign, a single white car sat parked off to the side. With its windows and doors open, but no animals inside.
This is my husband's car!
But where are Little Pigums and Mr. Pigums?
Mrs. Pigums plopped down on the ground, and her mind began to race with all sorts of terrible possibilities.
This is awful! They've probably been robbed and kidnapped!
Wait!
Sheriff Labrador furrowed his brow and looked around the car with a piercing gleam in his eyes.
There's no sign of damage on the outside of the car and no sign of struggle inside. Also, Mr. Pigum's wallet is still here. Looking at this scene, it does not appear that there was a robbery or a kidnapping. It's more like Mr. Pigum's left the car here and hurried away with Little Pigums.
Huh? But why did my husband park his car here instead of taking Little Pigums to kindergarten? Little Pigums was already running late for class.
Running late?
Mrs. Pigums was on the verge of tears. Then a sudden thought seemed to occur to Sheriff Labrador. He quickly opened the map app on his phone.
Oh, yes, I got it. They can reach the kindergarten quickly if they cut through Deja Mu Street. Maybe Mr. Pigums took the shortcut to the kindergarten with Little Pigums to avoid being late.
Oh, that explains it!
Sheriff Labrador's dark round eyes glistened with a flash of light.
But this isn't good. The road ahead is closed due to construction work. Mr. Pigums and Little Pigums may have run into trouble on Deja Mu Street.
Sheriff Labrador asked Mrs. Pigums to call 911 immediately, and then he ran to Deja Mu Street instantly. The noise of backhoes at work grew louder and louder. Dust flying about the air caused Sheriff Labrador to cough nonstop. The construction crew was working hard, kicking up the dust in the air. Bulldozers and backhoes clanged. Sheriff Labrador quickly waved at the construction team, asking them to halt.
Stop! Stop work now, please!
Huh? Sheriff Labrador, what's wrong?
This is a working construction site!
It's dangerous here!
Oh, Sheriff Labrador, why are you here?
Sheriff Labrador quickly explained the situation, and the workers volunteered to help find Mr. Piggums and Little Piggums.
Mr. Piggums! Mr. Piggums!
Little Piggums!
Little Piggums!
Mr. Piggums!
Mr. Piggums!
Just then, Sheriff Labrador heard a faint cry.
It's Mr. Piggums and Little Piggums.
Come on!
Over here!
They ran in the direction of the sound and at last saw two animals clinging to each other in a large pit. It was Mr. Piggums and Little Piggums. Both were covered in dust and dirt, looking as if they had been rolling in a mud puddle. Unfortunately, Mr. Piggum's mobile phone took a tumble and broke, so they hadn't been able to phone for help.
Don't worry, we're gonna get you out of here.
With everyone lending a hand to aid the rescue effort, Mr. Piggums and Little Piggums were safely helped out of the pit. Mr. Piggums cried aloud, tears streaming down his cheeks like flowing rivers. He took everyone's hands in turn and expressed his appreciation.
Thank you! Oh, thank you, guys! And Sheriff Labrador! Without you, Little Piggums, and I would...
Dad! I was so scared!
It's okay, Little Piggums. You're all right now. Mr. Piggums, it is dangerous to cross through areas under construction. Please never do that again, especially when you have your child with you.
I'll keep that in mind.
Mini episode on safety. Woof!
No way! There's a huge traffic jam ahead. We've been stuck here for an hour already. I can't wait any longer. Jeez, I'm done waiting. Come on, son. Let's take a shortcut across Deja Moo Street nearby. Even though it's under construction, it'll save us some time.
Don't do it, Mr. Jack. It's dangerous to cross areas and roads under construction. Never, ever try it. Just the other day, I took a shortcut across Deja Moo Street with my son, and we both fell into a pit.
Huh? Is it really that dangerous?
No kidding, Mr. Jack. Time to learn safety with Sheriff Labrador. In areas under construction, large pieces of equipment such as road rollers, concrete mixers, and excavators are often at work on site. This kind of site is generally filled with danger. On top of that, the ground is very uneven. It is very easy to experience a fall or other accident. Kids, never cross through areas under construction.